So we're joined over the phone with Juniper Belshaw. Ms. Belshaw used to be one of the volunteers here at CKUT and is currently a friend with benefits with CKUT. Ms. Belshaw, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi. So do you want to just introduce yourself and tell us a little about Head in Hands, which is where you work?
Definitely. So I'm the fundraising and development coordinator here at Head in Hands, which means that I work in solidarity with members of our community to find sustainable funding to fund our services. We are an organization based in NDG. We work with youth to promote their mental and physical and social well-being. So we have medical clinics, we have a sex ed program, we have legal counseling, social counseling, we have a program for young parents, emergency food baskets. We have about 7 programs that work with youth age 12 to 25, just within a harm reductive, empowerment-based, non-judgmental framework.
That was a very nice elevator speech. So the reason I wanted to conduct this interview is because of the loss of funding you guys had last August. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so up until last August, we had 2 street workers that were doing outreach in the streets of NDG. So street work was one of the first services that Head in Hands was founded on about 40 years ago, and we were addressing a need that wasn't, still isn't being otherwise addressed in this neighborhood, to reach out to at-risk populations who are at high risk for HIV or hepatitis transmission. So that could be injection drug users, folks working in massage parlors, sex workers, anyone who's at high risk for contraction of those different illnesses. And so we were completely funded by the Département de Santé Publique, by Public Health, and in August we found out that we had 2 weeks to close the program and that we would be completely losing our funding. So from that point onward, we've actually closed the program, and now several months later, are trying to figure out ways to bring this program back in a holistic way that will have more stability. So basically trying to find ways to reach out to our community to make this program something that we will have for the long term.
Can you tell us exactly what led to this loss of funding?
Yeah, well, the program, I mean, our understanding was that the DSP was basically funding a needle exchange. And at Head in Hands, we're sometimes a bit rebellious in the sense that we were doing much more than a needle exchange with the funding that they gave us. So if we met with a client and they needed a clean needle, we would definitely give it to them. And we would also give them information on how to use more safely. We would also give out condoms, safer inhalation kits. But if that client came to us and said, listen, I actually also need help finding an apartment or a job, our street workers were interested in going there with them. If the client wanted to get on a methadone treatment plan, our street workers were interested in helping them navigate the kind of bureaucratic process that would help them get there. And so what that meant is that we were providing a more holistic solution than I think what the DSP would have wanted, because we think that that is an effective way to support clients who are at high risk and who are often living in very complex situations.
So you guys were doing too much.
Yeah, I mean, I think we were doing too holistic, if that makes sense.
So now the program is now canceled. So exactly how is this affecting the Head in Hands staff members and the clients?
Basically, the loss of this program has left a really big void in the neighborhood of NDG. So we've been talking with different stakeholders in the neighborhood over the past months. People are really worried about this, what this means, especially for injection drug users, but we were reaching other folks too, people who were incarcerated, people in group homes. Even at the CLSC in NDG, there is not currently a needle exchange. But I guess the thing about street work as well is that we were reaching clients who don't feel as comfortable maybe accessing into institutional environments. So our street workers were literally in the streets, in hotels, in apartments, often in bars up until, 2 a.m. And so we were reaching folks that are pretty marginalized. And so right now in this neighborhood, we're completely lacking any of that kind of service. And we continually hear this from clients. So, we work in solidarity with street workers at Cactus. We see them when they're having an influx of clients from NDG trying to access their street work services, and they're doing a really amazing job. But it's not the same as having people in our neighborhood. our Sense Project animators, who are mostly run our sex ed program in high schools and community centers, are now doing drug education workshops, which our street workers used to do. But as for our needle exchange, we've just had to completely close that down.
So is there any type of alternative program you have other than Cactus? I mean, in the Head in Hands, that's replacing the outreach program for the street workers?
No, we don't. We don't currently have, we aren't currently able to do any of that kind of programming. When we talked about it with our team at the time and in the months that have followed, we felt really uncomfortable with doing putting a Band-Aid on the issue. Needle exchanges are great. Having safer inhalation kits is great. It's important. Having condoms is great. People can still come here and get condoms. But street work was so effective because of the model in which the work is done. So being in the streets has a different impact from asking people to come and see us in-house, and we just don't have the staff or the funding right now to have those people who can be flexible in that way. So we just didn't think it was responsible to try and run a needle exchange with, the staff that we currently have. So it's really sad. And we have, just last week I was replacing at the front desk and a client came in and he was going, I really miss Robin, who is one of our former street workers. And I tried to chat with him about it, but there's very little, he knew about the other services, but he missed that one personal connection that he had with that street worker. So, yeah. Right. We miss them.
So it's not just a program that's being missed. It's also the coordinators of the programs and the staff.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Right. Mm. Is there any hope that the funding will be back or anything like that?
Well, we've chatted with the Département de Santé Publique, and they realize that it's an issue, that this is a big void now in this neighborhood. They're open to continuing to work together in the future. But right now what we want to do is work with our community and figure out, try and get a more sustainable sort of funding base for this program. I know that folks at CKUT and most community organizations that are of our size constantly struggle with funding, but, as we know, one of the most dangerous things we can do is sort of base it all on one grant, and we really don't want to do that. I think it's much more responsible to try and figure out a way to work with a bunch of different funders that can steward the program.
For the current listeners right now, if they want to help out, what can they do exactly?
Well, there are definitely a few things. I think the first thing would be to help us keep harm reductive services on the table on a provincial and, citywide, province-wide, national-wide, countrywide table. So keep that on people's lips, saying, we think that an important part of public health care is working with folks who are at the highest risk for different kinds of illnesses, who often don't feel comfortable going into CLSCs or different kinds of institutions. We care about having those programs for those people, too, who are at the highest risk of falling through the cracks. So any kind of voice that people think they can have on those issues would be really, really great. We also depend a lot on donations from our community. So if folks want to come by or, go to our website, which is www.headandhands.ca, and just, make an online donation, send a donation in, talk to me about it, become a monthly donor. All those kind of community-based donations are much more stable than grants, and we love, love, love to have them. About 30% of our budget currently comes from community donations. Go to Faggoty Ass Friday, dance your heart out, make a gift, and help us fund harm reductive services.
And also, if you want to get in contact with the Head in Hands, their phone number is 514-481-0277. And if they want to come see you guys in person, what is your address?
We're at 5833 Sherbrooke West, which is on really close to the Jean Coutu. If you go to Vendôme Metro and then take the 105 West, we're right on Sherbrooke. So.
Perfect. Those are all the questions I had for you. Do you have anything more to say before I let you go?
No, that's great. Thank you so much for giving us a shout on this topic. It's great to be able to talk with the good folks at CKUT. We love to talk to you.
Perfect. And you're welcome back at CKUT anytime.
Thanks. So. I miss it, but I'm pretty busy here.
Okay, no problem. So that was Juniper Belshaw from Head in Hands.